This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend. Doug Steffen with my doo-doers, Jennifer Warren and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. There's new research out today from the Gallup organization that shows that active living environments, communities that invest in bike paths and parks and walkability, public transit, have residents with better outcomes. But I want to know if there are better incomes as well as outcomes in key aspects of their well-being, Victoria. This report examines the active living environment within the 48 fairly large metro communities in our country and the relationship with various aspects of how well you are, your well-being. How would you describe, I want you to describe, if you will, Victoria, what you think living well is all about. What does it mean for you to live well?
Oh, wow. That's a big question.
It's a good question. We all are thinking.
It's a great question.
And remember, when I ask these questions of you, I'm asking people who are listening to do the same thing. These are rhetorical questions sometimes. We get Victoria and Jennifer to work on them, but I'm also interested in having all of us go through the same exercise. So now, let's think about your well-being. What does it mean to live well?
I mean, family is the number one thing for me. So to have my family around me and to be and have everyone be healthy and happy, that would to me is number one of living well. It's funny. I was just during the commercial break there. I'm looking at all the supplements that are on my kitchen counter now, and I'm trying to live well in a healthy sense too, and improve my diet and get more exercise and all of that stuff that sometimes we get too busy in our lives and we don't really focus on it.
Yep.
But so I'm trying to live well. I mean, I feel like I do live very well emotionally and mentally. I live very well and I'm very happy and very content. And so now I want to add the physical component to that. And so get a nice, mind body mix going, because I have not been as active physically as I want to be. So I did. And I know you go to the gym all the time, right? You still have a trainer, right?
I have a trainer. I have a gym in my house. I am probably in.
And you work on the farm every day.
I'm in the best shape physically I've been in for maybe 30 years.
And
that's really because I don't want to have people every once in a while reminding me of age differences between Party A and Party B. I say that age is a BS number, and it really is. There are plenty of people who are your age who are look at the fellow that got all the attention at the debate last week. What was his name? Ken Bone?
That guy was
outrageously out of shape. He was just heavy and not taking care of himself. And I think he's 34 years old, right? Wasn't he 34, 35 years old?
I thought it was a typo when I first heard that he was 34. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anyone that age, anyone at 34, look that terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
he just
looks unhealthy.
Yeah, no, I have. But see, that's the point. You can, and is there's an old expression that Ken Kronhaus, one of our doctors here on the program, uses. I've never seen a fat old person, because they don't exist. You don't live that long. Obesity that is now what we, and also what you've seen is a flattening out. I think we were talking about this last week of our age expectation. It's pretty much leveled out. It hasn't improved during my lifetime up until now. I think when I first remember thinking about this, which was in high school biology class, what the average person lived to in America was like 68 or 69 or 70. And over the path of my life and the years of my life, it has increased about 7 or 8 years. So the average life expectancy of an American is 78, I think 78.7, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's an American. If you look around the rest of the world, though, the so-called progressive world, that age, especially in places like Scandinavia, keeps going up and up and up because they're living a more healthy life. They're more conscious of it.
Japan is like 120.
Yeah, Japan is. Well, look at their diet. Their diet is rice and fish. That's pretty much their diet. I mean,
and a lot of fermented foods, which I tend to, that is the one major area in my life that's lacking in my diet. I just don't like fermented foods. So I try to squeeze in seaweed into a salad as much as I can because it's so good for you. And kimchi and things like that. Even sauerkraut is good for you. All that fermented stuff is so healthy and I just can't do it.
My mother used to tell me how good sauerkraut was. I never bought a word of it.
No.
Sauerkraut is the most despicable thing to
eat. It's gross.
Ugh. God,
but
I love
it is
cabbage.
Really healthy for you.
Cabbage, raw cabbage, I could eat all day long. I could have a salad of raw cabbage, a tomato, and maybe a piece of cheese.
I bet you're fun to be around after that meal.
I don't take stock in it that way. I don't take stock in many.
I bet Meredith does.
Oh, maybe. No comment on that. So back to the well-being quotient here. This research across these communities, residents in the five highest active living communities have an average lower rates of smoking, lower rates of obesity, lower rates of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and depression. I think that we kind of would come to expect. There's no news there. They also, though, have significantly higher rates of exercise, healthy eating, fresh produce consumption. And you see, that gets down to the whole issue. We talk about Monsanto and how they're trying to control the world food supply, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership would put the American family farmer out of business. Where do you think the good food comes from? It doesn't come in a truck across the country. It loses. I've said this so many times, but I really want to hammer this home. It may look good when you go into the whole food, the grocery store or food store, whatever you want to call it, and you see along the line where all of the lettuce is and the spinach and the beets and the carrots, and there's a little water mist trickling around, and it's nice and green and looks very healthy. Well, many of you don't realize that over the course of the year, that stuff's not always available in your local area. That stuff gets trucked from the central valleys of California and to a certain extent up from Florida and those places.
And a lot from Mexico. A lot.
And tons of it from Mexico. So it looks good, but it has no nutritional value in comparison to what you can get from the local guy who's growing that stuff. But you can't, by definition, where our growing season's over here in New England. There's nothing left to grow. We had a frost for the first time over the weekend, so pretty much anything that was out would get snapped. Whatever lettuce was remaining, whatever second, the broccoli, anything that was outside. So if you want to eat that stuff, and you ought to, over the course of the winter, it still isn't going to be as good for you as the things that you can get locally. And part of the point of this survey is that people who have better produce, the exposure to fresh produce, are getting it locally. It's better to have some of this stuff than not, but I will tell you, it's better, actually, in the wintertime to eat frozen vegetables.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have the so-called fresh vegetables. The fresh vegetables have no value whatsoever because they come from such a long distance. Get frozen vegetables in the wintertime. They are
frozen organic vegetables can also save you some money. But, you know, again, with the vegetable thing, yeah, it's wonderful to eat fresh produce. But if it's covered in Roundup from Monsanto and pesticides, there are certain vegetables. If you ever eat celery that isn't organic, I mean, I'll take you back to fourth grade, and when you had dipped a stalk of celery into the blue dye, and instantly the celery all turned blue. That's what it does with pesticides from the soil and arsenic in the soil. And that's a fact.
Experiment.
Do you remember that?
What a wonderful visualization that is. Yeah.
Right?
Okay,
but that's an example. You should never, ever, ever eat celery that isn't organic because it's just soaked up so much stuff. that's bad for you.
Anything that comes out of the use of the pesticides you're talking about, and I have credibility here. I mean, I have credibility with a lot of other stuff I say, but I have tremendous credibility when it comes to this sort of thing. What grows, and I think I remember Jennifer and I talking about this once with regard to grapes and wine and why it tastes differently in different places. It's because what's in the soil. And if you put a lot of chemical fertilizers in the soil and you use Roundup to get rid of the weeds and that sort of thing, I mean, the idea of doing it is all good. Fertilizer helps it grow bigger, and but what you're getting is what's in, what comes up the roots. Hello, duh. What comes up the roots of the plant into the fruit and the vegetable that you're eating is what's been put into the soil. So the chemicals that are in the soil are going to grow in the corn, in the tomatoes, in whatever it is that you're consuming, and that's what you're going to get. So if you're like me, I use in my, and I spread it down, I was going to say down the park, because down the park is where Tommy Hansen and I grow a lot of stuff. I grow corn for the cows, and there's a lot of hay down there, but he's got about 40, 50 acres of corn and squash and pumpkins and things like that. And I have my witch's brew of all different kinds of manure that I spread on the land. And people say, well, what about that? What's going to, I'm going to eat manure when I eat my corn. No, that's an organic product that is absorbed into the soil and becomes part of the soil. There's a difference. The chemicals are not, they may be absorbed, but they don't become part of the soil. That's why the difference is, when you and I'm doing this tutelage, the difference in the soils, the fertilizer that gets used helps the plant to grow, but it doesn't help the soil. It helps leach more out of the soil, and you're not putting anything into it. You got to put active biological ingredients that are going to contribute to the soil. The manures are active ingredients, and they're not inert. They're active ingredients that go into the soil. Fertilizer, chemical fertilizer, is inert, whereas the things that come out of the manure of the animals are active, and they they mix and blend with the soil. So anyway,
and then our organic as well doesn't have the extra spray on top of the plants. You know, if you're they don't spray the tomatoes or whatever, the kale and everything else that's being grown. If it's not being sprayed with pesticides, then you're already off to a much better start.
And with but because of that, a lot of it is used for other things. It isn't. It doesn't look good. People don't want to buy it, so it gets used for other things. So to get to the bottom line of this active living, the best places to be in the U.S., Boston and San Francisco are the two highest communities in the U.S. Chicago is third, New York fourth, Washington is fifth, which I find interesting. Indiana and Oklahoma each have two of the lowest five active living communities, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa, scoring lowest for active living infrastructure. I find that fascinating because that's where most of the food's grown. But the kind of food that's grown in these areas is often not the kind of food that we're talking about. And I don't mean to be a food snob. I just want you to be healthy and happy because I don't want you to go away. It's very selfish of me. Losing a listener costs me money. So we don't want you to die because they don't have as many listeners there. 20 minutes past the hour.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
I keep you laughing, keep you smiling, keep your dreams true. Long as I have you, I think we can do. Fly me back to the moon where you took me.
New Music Monday time is 23, actually almost 24 after the hour. We have three new songs to highlight here. This is a tradition on Mondays, focused on new music. Victoria tries to find things that will appeal to all of us, Jen and her and me and Kara and more importantly you. This is Colby Calais from a new album, The Malibu Sessions, called Goldmine. This is the first album she's had for, what, 2 years?
Yep.
Kind of tour she just started over the weekend in San Diego. What does it mean, an acoustic tour? Somebody explain that, please.
She's not playing for the full band. Right. She's not playing
with a full deck? Is that what
exactly
you're saying?
Exactly right. So, no, it's just kind of her and her guitar, probably, and she just sits and plays.
Really? So what does it sound like to listen? If you're coming, I don't know anything. I admittedly don't know anything about this lady. But she must have a series in order to get an audience on a tour. She's going to have some hits.
Oh, so she has a lot of hits, yeah.
What does it play? See, this is what bugs me. If you're going, but this is me speaking, so it may not be the same for everybody. When I go to a concert, I want to hear the hits, and I want to hear them as close to the way they sound recording.
Don't get all artsy-fartsy on me. Right. Like, let me just have the hits, play them, and go home.
Yeah, I would say most of her hits are acoustic anyway. So, yeah, it's not going to be a big change.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
it's as rock as she gets, this song.
Yeah. What's her background? Where'd she come from?
Malibu.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like this, though. Yeah. Crank this up just a little
bit. She's one of those pop artists, Dougie, that you would like. And I think that you probably actually know her biggest hit, but I'm totally blanking on it right now.
Yeah, I think
Bubbly.
I am.
Bubbly.
Yes,
Bubbly.
There you go.
What's it called, Kara?
Bubbly.
Ah, yes. I got it. Thank you. That was very good. Nice job, Kara. Good save. All right. So now I know who she is. See, you can lead a horse to water, and the horse can drink.
You hit him, or sometimes you just end up with a wet horse.
Right. Look at that. Well, you got to put some grain in there. Put a little grain in the... I was moving some calves over the weekend, and they wouldn't move until we got some grain, and then they moved. I couldn't get them in the truck for love nor money. And they usually follow me anyway, but they wouldn't move until we had to sort of coax them. All right, number two this week, New Music Monday, Kings of Leon. This is a song called Around the World from a new album called Walls. First studio album in 3 years. So who's going to explain the story there from Tennessee? I know that much.
They are southern, I guess. But what's their? How would you describe this music, Jen?
I would describe it as fine. I would describe it as probably not in my wheelhouse. I mean, you know, it's cool. I like it. I don't know that it would be in my, you know, playing on high rotation in my car, but it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that southern rock, they would fit into that category. What do you think, Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely were billed that way in the beginning, in 2003 when they made their debut, but they've definitely moved into arena rock.
Arena rock.
They play huge stadiums now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's where they make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of making a lot of money, Maroon 5 has a new song out called Don't Want to Know. This is Levine, right?
Yes, it is.
So who else is in this group? Anybody would know?
No one knows.
Yeah, like, but I've got other people that nobody knows.
But they're Maroon, and there's four more of them.
Right. It's the first new single from Maroon 5 since the V album a couple of years ago. It was last year. New video for Don't Want to Know. The band jumped on the Pokemon Go trend by dressing up as Pokemon characters, getting chased by throngs of smartphone-bearing Pokemon addicts. Sarah Silverman, Vince Vaughn, and Ed Helms guest starred in this video, playing Pokemon characters in distress.
It's a cute video.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's good to know. There's nothing. When I think cute, I don't think Vince Vaughn.
I do, sometimes.
I do, not me. 28 past the hour. New Music Monday here on DJB.
I don't want to know. I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dangerous toys. You know, pet shops are crammed with doggy toys, kitty toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check any toy over very carefully before purchase, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog or cat chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of it or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then just don't buy the toy. In fact, as you get to know each other better, you and your dog or dogs will soon learn to make your own toys and games. And with patience, you should also be able to teach your dog some simple tricks. Most dogs get a great kick out of pleasing their owners in this way, but you should always encourage your pet with rewards. Lots of hugs and kisses, cuddles to motivate her to repeat the game or the trick you're teaching her. Now, I know you go to the pet store. I know the toys look fabulous there. I take each toy down and I squeeze it and I look at it and I make sure that my pets can't get any damage out of it. And if they can, it just stays on the shelf. Also, I'm kind of a firm believer in buying products made in the USA. I'll more next time.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's say yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dealing with today. That's what we do here at the DJV Experience. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. She's Victoria. Kara's at the controls. So I want to bring us around to something, Jennifer, that we all have had a conversation. You haven't had a chance to weigh in on this yet. We've gotten a lot of feedback. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. I'm not sure. How about you work in an environment that is similar to what I used to do when I did local radio and the national program. And actually, I wouldn't mind doing a local program again as well. But you do an L.A. radio program, you do this program, and then another one in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And in these programs, there are opinions. They are highly charged political shows versus this program, which is not.
Right.
We are highly charged, but I've been listening to you on the radio for a long, long time, and I believe you are as I am. I don't have as much experience listening to Victoria in any other environment other than here, because I haven't heard the radio work that you did on Sirius and when you were doing reporting for some of these large outfits. And it wasn't necessary for me to have that sense of you before I said, let's try to make this work. But with Jennifer, I know what she's about as a human being pretty much from stem to stern. And I'm learning that about you, Victoria. The reason I set it up this way is because the sorts of you are political, you have strong political leanings and feelings and opinions, and you base them well. You do, you're hard to argue with because you have well thought out points of view and you present them well. The question comes on the argument and how much of this is something that will carry us forward. And I say this lovingly, it's not about you, but I had an experience talking to a few of my friends. This is a very small business. Most of us, there are probably, if there are 200 good jobs on the air, I'll be surprised anymore. I don't think there are 200 good jobs on the air doing this for a living.
And I have four of them. Ha ha.
Yeah. Yes, she
says that she's falling asleep into her coffee.
So, end of the circumstances, I'm telling this story because something happened at a station in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where I've been on WAYY for a long time. A guy doing a show later in the morning got fed up and just got up and walked out of the studio last Friday in the middle of the show. And he said that the reason, I mean, it's funny, but it isn't funny. He's just tired of listening to people be angry and so full of hate.
Yeah.
And it was, he said what tipped it for him wasn't Trump and Hillary. It was people taking the same attitude toward local issues, local politicians, and local things that needed attention. The same sort of thing that we talk about, the nasty people on Twitter and what some of them say, and how there's anonymity to it. And the same is true on the radio. People can call, you don't know who these people are. They can say, I'm Fred from Moline. How do you know that it's Fred from Moline? Make
right.
any difference?
Yeah, Twitter provides a veil of anonymity. And by the way, it's mean. Twitter is mean.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough, and this is just, you know, I feel pretty blessed because I can present my opinion and, by the way, be pretty strident, as you like to call me sometimes, Dick.
Yeah.
I can do that without people hating me for whatever reason, thank God, because that
and
I would
your
hate
personality
that.
Doesn't invite hate.
Well, and also, I think it's important that we all exchange ideas instead of screaming at each other, because nothing gets done when we scream, even if we're coming from different viewpoints, right? And there's like life beyond politics too. There's also that.
Well,
but I get caught. There's this one guy who cannot stand anything that I say, and I get called a Trump. I get called all kinds of names on Twitter by this guy. And you know what? You see them, and it's only this one guy, so I kind of discount it. But it's like if somebody is like really famous, like actually, you know, like the Sean Hannitys of the world, or the Jake Tappers of the world. I can't imagine what their Twitter feed looks like. It must be.
Well,
oh my gosh.
So let's carry this through one step further to the point that I wanted to get to. In light of what this fellow said, it sort of gives me more support. I've been changing this program deliberately for years. Somebody said to me once a long time ago, you always are looking over your shoulder. And I am, because I don't like the people who are coming up behind me. I want to be ahead of them, and I want to stay ahead of them. And I've been fortunate to always trust my instincts. Have they always been, no, not always right, but more right than wrong. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So as I look to try to pair us away from the political stuff and find things that are not political, as this fellow has suggested, so that we have a more pleasant experience when we are together, I then look at some of the other things that are not political, but yet they raise people's dander. For example, the report today from Haiti, the Haitian government says, do not send your money to the Red Cross because they screwed us. That's the government of Haiti saying that after I've been saying at least for 10 years, the Red Cross is not what it says it is, and because I don't have the same size audience that Sean Hannity does or Rush Limbaugh does. So the what happens is there's an echo sometimes created by what I say in the empty barrel. It's not empty. There's 3 or 4 million people a week that are tuned into us. But if I were to post that on Twitter, what do you suppose would happen? I mean, it has to be on Twitter now, I would think, after this thing. But I've been saying this for years. The Red yeah. Cross is a really bad organization. And I got thrown off. I don't know if you remember this, Jennifer. I got thrown off a radio station someplace in the South because the guy who owned the radio station was a big supporter of the local Red Cross, and the people that were in his circle heard me talking about the Red Cross, and they went to him and said, "My God, what's on your radio station? You're on our board of directors. Listen to this guy." And so the guy threw me off the station because I said what is true. The Red Cross should not be supported because they are an investment company. They are not an aid company. They have billions of dollars, and none of it. They collected $500 million for rescue in Haiti after the earthquake, and nobody's seen any of the money.
Yeah, it's so important to see where you actually donate your money. I always like to look for the charities, like for instance, after Hurricane Sandy, there was a lot of call, right, for yeah. donations to wherever. And I actually found one in your neck of the woods, Victoria, that was based in Staten Island that actually did like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, mm-hmm. and they're like 100% of the money goes to where it's supposed to go. There's
right.
it's all volunteer based. I mean, those are the ones that you really want. This charities with these high infrastructure.
Okay.
It's crazy.
So, all right. Yeah. So then here's back to part of the point of bringing that up is to tell people what they may not want to hear. And so how do we I can't do roses and lollipops all the time, but then I don't want to be how do we keep people, I guess, how do we set a standard? And I asked this on the air. I could ask it in a staff meeting as well. How do we set a standard that is not going to promote the kind of things that we're talking about, the anger, the nastiness, the hatred, the thing is, I mean, you can talk about fluffernutter stuff all the time, but that's not really me. I'm a person of substance, and you are too. That's why you're here.
It's so, not the topics, it's the messengers. I mean, we can have, and we have, by the way, on this program, against opinion of some of our advisors, had many a political discussion that can actually go somewhere mm-hmm. that people are having inwardly in their brains. You know, I mean, you can have it. It's all about how you deliver it. I mean, it's not necessarily the topic so much. It's how yeah. you can have a respectful debate about it. I mean, talking about real issues that people face in their everyday life and all the women out there driving their kids to school. I mean, this is what's important. I mean, yeah, we want to have good news. We want to have lighthearted news. We want to talk about entertainment. But there is some level of wanting to talk about stuff that matters, too, I think.
Right. Well, for yeah. me, there is. I'm not comfortable not doing that, but I am so I'm dissuaded by seeing things like this happening. Mike.
I can't believe he just left. That's very funny.
What? You did what?
The guy that just walked out of the studio.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
He was, what was he upset about? Oh, the guy on, yeah, hey, well, we just had enough of this. So he walked out. And they gave him a different program on a different station.
Right, right.
Well, that's all right, Mike, you're in Maryland.
This doesn't end with him being fired.
You had your father had an experience with the Red Cross. What happened to him?
He donated, along with his family, cartons of cigarettes to the Red Cross for the GIs back in World War II.
Yeah.
And found out later that the Red Cross was taking the cigarettes and selling them after they'd been donated,
wow.
selling them for a profit.
So they've been scum since World War II.
Yeah, that's the message. Yep.
Yeah, that is the
yeah.
message.
But on one good news, there's a flip side. There's places like St. Jude's Children's Hospital that does good work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you're right about that. So I'm not saying this is not me condemning all charities by any stretch of the imagination, Mike. Thank you for the call. It's just knowing who you're giving to and being smart about it. We all get wrapped up in these emotional requests to help, and we're very generous, and we don't always think through. I'm just trying to help you put your money yeah. in a place that will be used. That's all.
Yeah, you got to take the extra time to yep. investigate.
Yeah,
And I do think Jen's right. I mean, the larger the organization, the more you tend to hear negative things, whether it's Susan G. Komen or the Red Cross.
There's another one. Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, I know. And then when you hear these reports about the people who are running these supposed nonprofits and the salaries that they're pulling in, it's just, it's unbelievable. And I used to give money to Wounded Warriors, and then it turns out they had the same kind of stuff.
They're among the worst ones.
I know. And it's, it is disappointing, and it makes Susan people G. not
Komen's
want to give.
Sister is all about. Susan G. Komen should be rolling around in her grave. Her sister is. Oh man, what a message. Okay, but see now, see we've gone into a negative spin on this.
Well, it's reality.
I don't know
it's reality.
All right, TV
and we're,
news.
We're sending the good message that you know you have to do some research before you give your money away.
All right. Okay, that's good. So, Jennifer, send me some money, will you?
Sure.
TV news.
I'm on it, sir.
46 past the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's check the TV news. NBC has pulled a Trump-inspired SVU episode. The episode scheduled for the 26th has been postponed. The spokesperson said, network didn't say we're prompted its decision. Duh.
Pending lawsuit?
So do you see... Rose Leslie from the Game of Thrones is going to join that new Good Wife spinoff.
I did not see that, no.
All these people pay a lot of attention to Game of Thrones. She played Ygritte, and she's Scottish. She's going to play the goddaughter of Diane, who's played by Christine Baranski, who'll be the star of this show. A lot of the same people will be back again, and then there'll be some... new people as well. The person who played Lady Sybil's maid, Gwen, is...
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's what we're talking about. All right, Jen, what's on for tonight?
Well, of course, we've got our two big reality shows that square off against each other, Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. The Voice is in now the battle round, part number 3. This is season number 11 for The Voice. You want to check that one out. This is when it starts to get good. Pitbull serves as a guest judge tonight and sings Greenlight on Dancing with the Stars. If that is not your thing, there's a brand new episode of Jane the Virgin, which seems to get a lot of critical acclaim. That's on the CW at 9 p.m. Before that, you have Supergirl, and of course, on CBS, Scorpion has a brand new episode at 10 p.m. tonight.
50 minutes past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on what the world thinks, or somebody who's very worldly, someone for whom I have great respect, Uri Geller, whose website URIGELLER will never fail to amaze you and interest you with what's going on in his life and how he deals with situations. I understand you are in Finland. Is that true?
That's true, yes. Finland. And in a strange way, Finland started my career because one of my very first television shows was here. And that station, which is a national station, still holds the record as the largest television show in the history of Finnish TV. You know, when I say the largest, I mean the highest rated television show.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's certain that you... It's certain that you attract attention wherever you go because of how you talk about people, with people, how you help people. I was curious to get from your point of view as an Israeli, but sort of an internationalist. There's a lot of comment from a lot of places, including Tehran yesterday, had an editorial in the major Iranian newspaper about our American elections. What have you seen? And what do you hear on the streets, because you now live in Israel, from people who are paying attention to the election rhetoric, the things that are going on? What are people saying about Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Trump?
Well, look, look, Doug, I can tell you what I see. And I see a total slaughter of character. As it's a character assassination of Trump. There isn't a media outlet that hasn't unleashed some type of a vicious, article about him, information about him. There are just very few stations or papers that try to report kind of a fair and balanced view. We don't know. You and I don't really know whether he groped these women or not. I just think that they're trying to destroy him before the elections. I don't really know what's going to happen, but if he keeps up what he says and if he brings up more information, I mean, calling the Clintons criminals, that's major. That's, there has to be proof behind everything you say. Otherwise, it's either slander or libel. But today, you can't really libel or slander any celebrity, definitely not a politician. So I would very, very much like your take on it. What do you think?
Well, I have been back and forth. As you know, politics is not a mainstay of this program, but it's pretty hard to stay away from these discussions with the focus on it and the things that are being said and how they're being said. I find it interesting that the Obama administration stopped the prosecution or the investigation into Mrs. Clinton. There are 100 FBI agents who apparently have uniformly agreed with the Justice Department agents who were involved in this, that were investigating Hillary Clinton, and said that she ought to be indicted. That was all stopped by the administration, and that's becoming something that's part of the discussion here. But it doesn't seem to be getting as much traction as all of the discussion about Trump and who he's going to sue. The New York Times is so biased, and most of the news organizations are so biased, it's a joke. And so my observation is that we have two people that ought not to be, either one of them, qualified to be president of the United States running. One of them is going to get there, and the rest of the time, whatever four-year term they have, is going to be locked by all kinds of arguing and fussing and fighting. And so we're still where we are, Frank. That's my observation.
Yeah. We continue this conversation next week because I have some very interesting news to share with you.
All right. That would be good. Check out Uri's website, as I said, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This core star of the Big Red Machine went into the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility with a remarkable 96% of the vote. He's universally regarded among the best catchers of all time.
And a high fly ball, center field, it's gone!
So where is Johnny Bench now? Baseball fans who grew up in the 80s remember Johnny on the Emmy-winning Baseball Bunch. He also broadcast games for the Reds and CBS Radio. Today, he's a spokesman for Cincinnati's Fifth Third Bank and even finds time to work on a Harry Carey impression.
Everybody, come back again. Hey, again next year. What do you say?
Not bad, Johnny. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit Happyland.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.